Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NFL Week 16 episode of the Bacon Bets Podcast. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. The road to 272 bets bounced back in a big way. Losing week last week, but we bounced back this week. 10-5-1 for plus 4.13 units. That brings our season-to-date record for the road to 272 bets to 119, 102, and 3 pushes for plus 10.14 units. We're up over double digits now. With, 3 weeks left of the season? So hopefully, I mean, knock on wood, barring a late season collapse here, we're in a very good spot to finish the 2023 edition of the Road to 272 Bets with a profit. So let's hope for a little bit of a little Christmas miracle, a little holiday cheer this coming week. If you're watching this on the video edition on YouTube, I got my Santa Claus hat. I got my Santa golfing sweater on. I got to show the clubber. Just looks like he's bending over. Got the Christmas lights on in the background. We're in the holiday spirit. If you're not watching this on YouTube, head over to YouTube. Type in the Bacon Bets Podcast. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Like this video. All that stuff helps us out quite a bit. We're hot heading into the final 3 weeks of the season. I am battling a cold, unfortunately, or something. I'm sick. So I got tea, I got cough drops here. I'm going to do my best to get through this. So with that being said, I don't really have a long intro this week. I don't have too much to talk about. Apparently, I did my victory lap about the Eagles 1 week too early because they lost again. Thankfully, I did not get off the fade Eagles train. It was looking like Eagle or Seahawks plus 4 was going to be pushed, which I would have taken. Seahawks end up winning the game. And now the Eagles are 1-3 since I wrote the article saying that the Eagles are the most fraudulent team in the NFL. They're 1-3. Their only win was that overtime win against the Bills where they needed the greatest kick in NFL history to force overtime. And then tonight I just spent some time retweeting some Eagles fans who were calling me an idiot for calling them frauds. Now, lost 3 straight, in danger of losing the NFC East. Tough. Hate to see it. But I already did a victory lap last week, so I'm not gonna celebrate again. Plus, it's the holidays. Let's all get along. I'm not going to come after Eagles fans too much. Let's get into the Week 16 edition of the Bacon Bets Podcast. The road to 272 bets marches on. Let's go.
No, Lisa. The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws.
More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it. If you don't already know, we got a lot of football spread over this weekend. Obviously, we got the Thursday night football game, Rams and Saints. What a treat. What a little holiday treat for players on those two teams. Get their game out of the way on Thursday and then spend Christmas with their family. Everyone else, unfortunately, they're going to have a busy weekend. We got 2 games on Saturday, 10 on Sunday on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day we'll have 3 games on throughout the day. The NFL has just completely stolen Christmas Day away from the NBA. NFL remains king. So we're going to start with Thursday night football, of course. It is the Rams. It is the Saints. I'm going to take the Saints plus 4. The Rams are 4-point home favorites in this one. I took the Saints plus 4. I don't know what it is. Just this entire season, I guess I've just been evaluating the Saints team as probably better than a lot of people think, better than the betting market certainly thinks. And I think it's a little bit of a sell high spot on this Rams team. Although I will say, when the Rams have Kyron Williams healthy at running back, they seem like a completely different offense. But at the end of the day, they're taking on a very good defense. Now, I know they actually performed well against two very good defenses recently in the Browns and the Ravens. But this is another Saints defense that could cause them some issues. One of the better secondaries in the game, allowing the fifth fewest yards per pass attempt at 5.7, fourth in opponent dropback success rate, third in overall opponent EPA. And the Saints, you actually might be surprised to find this out, a team that's what are they now? 7-7 are the Saints? Yeah, both these teams are 7-7. 7-7, not winning the NFC South. They're actually eighth in the NFL in average scoring margin. I think their defense can keep them in a lot of games. They're playing a lot of close games. Even some of their losses have been very close. So I'm not going to say the Saints are going to win this game, but I would probably set this line at 3.5. It's certainly not one of my best bets of the week. I think we're getting about a point or a half point of value on New Orleans here. So I hope their defense can keep them in this game. Now, obviously, as a Falcons fan, I want the Saints to lose. The dream scenario here for me would be for the Rams to win by 3 points. So I get the cover and a Rams win. That would be ideal. Even if the Saints don't cover, it's fine. The Saints will lose, and that will help me out as a Falcons fan. If they do cover, if they do win, then at least we got the cover. But yeah, I'll talk about the Falcons here in a little bit. But I was out on them on Sunday when they lost, and of course I wake up Monday morning all the way back in trying to figure out all the different playoff scenarios for them to make the postseason. But I'll talk about the Falcons when I get to their game. Next up, so that's Thursday night games. I got Saints plus 4. Next up, we got Saturday's games. The first one's at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. AFC North matchup between the Bengals and the Steelers. Ooh, we got some cops on my street. Ooh. Nope, just driving by. Saints, Bengals and Steelers. I'm going to take the over. Over 38 in this Saturday late afternoon game. Mostly because of the Bengals defense. As you guys have known over the past couple of weeks, I'm not totally bought in on Jake Browning. I think I have to finally kind of buy in on him a little bit. Let me share my screen here and show you guys where Jake Browning has ranked. There has been cases this season where quarterbacks come out of nowhere and play really well, and I'm not willing to buy in on them. Because sometimes they don't even play well. Sometimes they just win games. Like Joshua Dobbs won a couple games and people were all in saying he should be a starting quarterback with some other team. But then you look at the analytics and they actually haven't been playing all that well. They're just winning games, so people think they're doing better than they are. Jake Browning is not that case. He's actually been playing extremely, extremely well. So now I have to kind of buy in on him. So I'm going to show you if I can share my screen here. And this is a website I've brought up in the past. If I can minimize. No. I want to minimize. You'd think doing this all season, I would have figured it out by now. There we go. This is a website I brought up this season that if you're going to handicap games yourself, I certainly recommend checking out the site. It is free. It's great. It's rbsdm.com. We can look at some quarterback efficiency numbers here. Brock Purdy, well, if you're looking at this graphic on the YouTube version of this, Brock Purdy in a league of his own, no big deal. Bet on him at 14-1 when MVP about a month ago. But you'll see number two, specifically an EPA plus CPOE composite. So this is EPA per play plus completion percentage above expected. And it is Jake Browning in second right now amongst all quarterbacks who played at least 170 snaps this season. Brock Purdy number one, Jake Browning number second. You even look at adjusted EPA per play, he's third behind Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott. So it's more than just the public being all in on this guy. This guy does seem to be legitimate. So I don't necessarily want to bet it against the Bengals as 2.5-point favorites in this one, even though Ja'Marr Chase is out. But I don't really want to bet on them either because their defense continues to stink. Big reason why I bet against them last week with the Vikings. And it is why I'm not going to necessarily bet on them this time either. 29th in opponent EPA per play, 31st in opponent success rate, 31st in opponent yards per play. So the Bengals the Bengals defense has a lot of issues. So I'm just going to take the over. Good offense with Jake Browning, even with Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, bad defense. I don't really know what to think of the Steelers with Mason Rudolph playing quarterback. So I'm going to avoid the Steelers altogether in a sense. I'm just going to take the over 38 between the Bengals and the Steelers on Saturday. Saturday night, obviously going to take the Bills here against the Chargers at LA minus 10.5. I would recommend doing some line shopping for this one and betting on this one early because I think the Bills are only going to become a bigger favorite. I was able to get them a minus 10.5. I did have to lay minus 115 juice for that, but I'm on the Bills regardless. Last week we saw how much of a disaster this Chargers team is when they don't have Justin Herbert. Easton Stick played for them, and actually, to be fair, he did throw three touchdowns, but their defense allowed the Raiders to score how many points? 63 points to the Raiders. And once again, it's a big reason why I took the Raiders in that game, because the Chargers defense stinks. 27th in opponent EPA, 29th in opponent success rate, 27th in opponent yards per play, and now they're taking on a top five offense in the Bills, a Bills team that is hot. They have fixed the turnover issue that they've had. They've kind of run through their bad luck. This is a dangerous team, and it might be a team that I might bet on to win the Super Bowl once the playoffs start. I did bet on them to win the AFC East last week, and that's looking pretty good. Or was it? Might have been 2 weeks ago. And that's looking pretty good at this moment. So I will lay the double-digit spread. I'm not going to be too scared of it. Minus 10.5. You can take minus. There's minus 11.5s out there at minus 110, but I took the minus 10.5 at minus 115. Bills on Saturday night. We are moving on to Christmas Eve games. And the first one we're going to talk about here is the Seahawks against the Titans. I bet on the Seahawks plus 4 against the Eagles. I'll bet on the Seahawks again here. A minus 2.5. I don't really have much to say about this game, but I think there is a huge stylistic mismatch between the receivers of the Seahawks and the secondary of the Titans. Yeah, it looks like Drew Lock, who's actually played pretty well here the past couple of weeks, I would expect he's going to get the start once again. How much better is he than Geno Smith? I don't really know. I would say the two quarterbacks are pretty comparable, but what I do know is they have one of the top receiving cores in the NFL. If you look at JSN, you look at DK Metcalf, you look at Tyler Lockett, and now they take on a Titans secondary that is 30th in both opponent dropback success rate and opponent dropback EPA. They also allow 6.9 yards per pass attempt. So I think the story of this game is pretty straightforward. It's the Seahawks receivers against the Titans secondary. I would jump on this sooner rather than later. I would suspect that the Seahawks might become a 3.5 point favorite. So I got them at 2.5. Seattle minus 2.5, minus 110. They are on the road in Tennessee, which isn't great because they haven't played that well on the road this season. But I just don't see enough from the Titans offense to see how they can hang with the Seahawks. So I'll take Seattle minus 2.5. We're grinding here. We're grinding through this. I don't know if it's a cold. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's a flu, but I felt like shit when I woke up today. All right. It's time to talk about my goddamn Dirty Birds. I was pissed when they lost. They had to go probably 3-1 down the stretch to make the playoffs. And you would think playing the worst team in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers, that was a win. So I was like, all right, then we got to win 2 of 3 against the Colts, Bears, and Saints, which seemed doable. But then you go to Carolina in a torrential downpour. Desmond Ridder throws what felt like his 15,000th turnover in the red zone this year. They lose 9-7 to the worst team in football. I wanted Arthur Smith fired. I wanted Desmond Ridder cut. I wanted Arthur Blank to sell the team. I wanted them to even fold the franchise. I wake up Monday morning and I'm on ESPN playoff predictor trying to figure out how the Falcons can make the playoffs. The Falcons got to win out. If the Falcons win out, they're in a great spot. They need the Falcons to win out. They need the Buccaneers to lose to the Jaguars this week. If that happens, we're looking at a playoff spot. Although Seahawks winning, beating the Eagles tonight, actually, now that I think about it, doesn't help. I'll have to redo my numbers, but let's just try to win the NFC South. My point in me saying this, I'm just going to go down with the ship. Screw it. It's an idiotic thing to do. It's masochistic. It's only going to set me up for more heartbreak. This team sucks. Going down with a ship, baby. Give me Falcons plus 2 against the Colts. If I take all my bias out of it and I just try to look at the numbers, which I'm trying to do when I decide what teams I'm going to bet on a weekly basis in the NFL, I actually do like the Falcons. Now, the issue is sometimes you do have to, you know, a team does have to pass the eye test, and the Falcons certainly don't. But Falcons have the far superior defense. They did just hold the Panthers to 9 points. That's a fact. They're 10th in opponent EPA per play, 4th in opponent success rate, 7th in opponent yards per play. They are a top 10 defense. The Colts are not. 13th, 17th, and 14th in those three respective defensive metrics. So the Falcons have the better defense. The Falcons also far superior at home. 9th in the NFL in net yards per play on their home field, a plus 0.8. Much better than their ranking on the road. And now their offense, I can't really say much about their offense. Their offense has plenty of issues. Desmond Ridder stinks. He's not the guy moving forward. Arthur Smith, I think I saw somewhere like between Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and Kyle Pitts, they had, I think, a combined 17 touches against the Panthers. Like Arthur Smith just doesn't want to give his best players the football. So our offense sucks. But they're at home. Their defense is very good. I'll take the 2 points. I'm just going to go down with the ship. And if the Falcons lose and don't cover, I deserve it. I for some reason, I chose to be a fan of this team. I will go down the ship. Give me the Falcons -2, -110. Browns, Texans. I have no choice but to take the under here. Now, I don't know if this is... I wish I didn't have to bet on Texans games until I found out if CJ Stroud's going to play, but I got to place all my bets Monday night, so I'll take the under 42.5. I want to bet against the Browns, and if CJ Stroud, if I knew he was starting, I would, but I can't do it if CJ Stroud is out. Let me actually bring up this graphic once again here. Now I got to switch this quarterback graphic to, I believe it's 150 minimum plays, because the point of this is I got to show you Joe Flacco. No, I got to lower it even more. Is it one minimum 130 plays? Just going to go ahead and whoop, minimize myself there again on video so you can see what I'm looking at. Joe Flacco getting a lot of praise these past couple weeks, and he is doing enough to win games, but this is why I want to bet against the Browns, because look, now you have PJ Walker and Dorian Thompson-Robinson way off to the bottom left corner, but then it's Joe Flacco. He's only marginally better than those two guys. People are acting like Joe Flacco can lead this team to a Super Bowl. Let's pump the brakes. Out of 43 quarterbacks who have played at least 130 snaps this season, in EPA plus CPOE composite, which I explained earlier, Joe Flacco is 41st. Now, it is very funny that Flacco, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and PJ Walker are the three bottom team players in that stat. But my point in showing you this is that let's pump the brakes on Joe Flacco a little bit. He's not the savior. He's not going to lead him to a Super Bowl. That makes me want to bet against this Browns team. But also, their defense is so good that I don't necessarily want to do that if CJ Stroud is not going to play for the Texans. So, because of that, I'll just do what you have to do when you're betting on a game that involves a team with a really good off or really good defense and a really bad offense and take the under. I am surprised it's available at under 42.5 at minus 105. I would set this at, what, 40? 40.5? So, now, if CJ Stroud plays, this total is probably set about right. If he doesn't play, we're going to get a lot of value on this. Impossible to tell. He was still in concussion protocol as of today. That's all we know. So with that being said, I'll go under 42.5 Browns and Texans. I'm sorry for snorting in the microphone. I know it's gross. I'm dying over here. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to. Packers against the Panthers. Everyone's going to be selling on the Packers here. I got to take them though. Let's not let that win against the Falcons make you think the Panthers are a half-decent football team. Let's remember they still only scored 9 points, and it was a torrential downpour. Panthers suck. That's all I have to say about this game. Their offense is atrocious. They're dead last in yards per play. They average just 4.1 yards per snap. And the Packers, while I know they kind of blew it, they were kind of locks to make the playoffs and then lost to the Giants and the Bucks. But they're overall, they're still 14th in the league in net yards per play. And they're playing the worst team in the NFL. I don't think I'm going to take the Panthers plus points unless it's a touchdown or more for the rest of the season. So I will take the Packers -4.5. I have very, very little to say about this game. The Panthers suck. The Packers are probably about the definition of average, but average is certainly a lot better than terrible, which is what the Panthers are. Packers -4.5, -110 in Carolina. You want to talk about a couple of terrible teams. This week, the New York Jets are playing the Washington Commanders. So this is a game to find out what happens when an extremely stoppable force, which is the Jets' offense, takes on a significantly easy-to-move object in the Commanders' defense. This is, if you look at EPA per play, the worst offense in the NFL, and the Jets taking on the worst defense. So when it's bad against bad or even worse against worst, which side do you take? If you've listened to this podcast this season and over the years, you know which side you take. You take the side getting the points, especially when that team is getting a field goal worth of points, which is what we're getting here. I will not lay 3 points on the Jets against any team in the NFL. Maybe the Panthers might be just about it. They're laying 3 points against the Commanders. I will certainly take those 3 points and hope for an absolute shit show. Now, the Jets' defense is very good, and they are better than the Commanders' offense. But this is not a pick'em game we're talking about. This is a field goal. This is the key number of three, the magic number of three. The Jets might score 3 points this game. It might end up as a 3-0 win for the Jets, and then you push. It might end up as a 7-6 win for the Jets, and then you lose if you're on the Jets. The Jets offense, dead last in EPA per play, dead last in success rate. I don't know off the top of my head where they are in yards per play, but I'm sure it's close to the bottom. 30th in yards per play. I have no interest in laying points no matter how good of a defense. This could end in a 0-0 tie. It's possible. So I'll take the 3 points with the Commanders. And when it's two toilet bowl, shitty-ass teams, you take the team getting the points, especially if that team's getting a full field goal, which is the case here. All right, we're halfway through the picks. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to try to blow my nose here, have a sip of tea, maybe take 5 minutes to just suck in a lozenge, and then I'll be back for the rest of my picks for week 16 of the NFL. And then, of course, at the end of the podcast, I will recap my plays, give out my 5 best bets, and my teaser of the week. So I will be right back.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I took a couple sips of tea. I had a lozenge. I'm ready to go. 8 more picks to get through. We're going to start with the Lions against the Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings plus 3 minus 102 at home in Minnesota against the Lions here. I love this Vikings defense. I know the Bengals kind of figured them out by the end of the game last week, but I'm going to back them once again. They're getting a field goal against the Lions, divisional game. And when you look back to week 6 of the NFL season, the Vikings are 3rd in the NFL in opponent EPA per play. This Viking, I know I talked about it last week, but this Vikings defense has become an unbelievable unit. If you're a Vikings fan, if you're a Vikings bettor, you also have to like what you saw from Nick Mullins. Yes, he did end up losing last week to the Bengals, and he did throw 2 interceptions, but completed 26 of 33 passes for 303 yards and 2 touchdown throws himself. He is the better option between him and Josh Dobbs. So you have a quarterback who's not afraid to throw the ball and throw the ball downfield. You have a defense which has been one of the best in the NFL since week 6. And we also have to consider how the Lions have been not good on the road this season. They're at home last week against the Broncos is a big reason why I bet on them. Now they hit the road. Their net yards per play goes from plus 1.3 at home down to minus 0.1 on the road. That's a differential of 1.4. That is one of the biggest differentials in net yards per play between home and away splits in the NFL. So I will take the field goal worth of points with the Vikings at minus 102 juice. Jaguars and Buccaneers. Yeah, maybe I'm allowing my bias to play into this because as a Falcons fan, I desperately need the Jaguars to win this game. It's a pick 'em. So I'm going to take the Jaguars minus 108. Now I have been, you know, pretty vocal about how the Jaguars are one of the most fraudulent teams in the NFL this season. But now I actually think the market has caught on to that. And I actually think the betting market is now overreacted, or I should say overcorrected to that fact. They still outrank the Buccaneers in net yards per play. And outside of last week's win against the Packers, I actually think Tampa Bay Has won a lot of games I actually don't feel like they deserve to. It is funny, they're first in the NFC South. They're in the driver's seat to win the division. But between them, the Falcons, and the Saints, I actually think they're the weakest of the three teams, and a lot of metrics would back that up as well. But with that being said, Trevor Lawrence should have a good game here. The Buccaneers are allowing 7.2 yards per pass attempt this season. They're in the bottom half of the NFL in the EPA and success rate stats when it comes to their secondary. And we also should keep in mind, I was just talking about how the Lions are worse on the road. The Jaguars significantly actually better on the road this season. One of the best road teams in the NFL. Their net yards per play improves from minus 1.2 at home up to plus 0.3 on the road. So that's a difference of 1.5, even more significant when talking, when compared to the lines that I was just talking about. But in this, situation, for some reason it flips, and they're better on the road. Very rare. Only a small handful of teams are better on the road than they are at home in terms of net yards per play this season. Jaguars is the only team where they're significantly better on the road. So do not let the fact that it is in Tampa Bay sway you. I mean, it is kind of a best of both worlds. It is a road game for them, but also it's still in Florida. It's a little battle of Florida. I'll take the Jaguars. Pick them. Minus 108 is what I got of that. I believe at FanDuel. Cardinals and Bears. This is another total bet. I think I'm on three total bets this week. This is the third one. I'm going to go over 44 minus 108. I don't really know what to do in this game, to be honest. The Bears once again screwed me out of a money line underdog pick last week. They were up all game against the Browns and then blew it late. Just like earlier this season when I bet on the money line against the Lions, they were up all game, blew it late. I set this line at exactly minus 4.5 in favor of the Bears. As of right now, it is set at exactly minus 4.5 in favor of the Bears. So I see absolutely no edge on the spread. I think maybe a half point edge on the total, maybe. If like there is a, I know it's 44.5 at some places. I was able to get 44, I believe, at Caesars. So I'm going to take the over. I don't have much to say about this game. Cardinals defense, one of the worst in the NFL. They rank in the bottom five in most key metrics. They're also dead last in opponent's success rate. The Cardinals offense is much better with Kyler Murray. Since he rejoined the lineup, they're 15th in EPA per play. So based on the current makeup of this Cardinals team, I think they're an over team. I think the lines are set basically right. And when I am very confused about a game, I take an over. Now, last time I took an over because I didn't know what else to take, the Vikings beat the Raiders 3-0. So maybe you shouldn't tail this. But I got to bet on every game. I think the Cardinals are built like an over team. I don't really know what to do with the Bears at this point in the season. Over 44 Cardinals and Bears. I always feel bad when I don't have in-depth and like good, you know, a take on a game that, you know, might teach something to you or you might learn something from. But unfortunately, 272 regular season games that I bet on, there's going to be some that I just, everything's set correct. Dolphins, Cowboys. This is a tough one. I am going to take the Dolphins, 0.5 home favorite though, against the Cowboys. This is, some people would call it a fraud bowl. I actually don't think either of these teams are frauds. Because the Dolphins are kind of the opposite of a fraud in some sense, where a lot of their metrics are good, but they've actually lost a lot of games against good teams. Once again, I base frauds based on metrics, not on records. If you go on records, then yeah, I guess these two teams are frauds. People are calling the Cowboys frauds after, you know, big loss to the Bills. I don't know how you can do that when they just trounced the Eagles the week before. Regardless, I digress. The reason I'm taking the Dolphins here, two main ones. Number one is these two defenses, the Dolphins and the Cowboys, are trending in complete opposite directions. In fact, the Dolphins defense was a below average unit in the first half of the season, but they have got healthy. And actually, since week 10, the Dolphins defense leads the NFL in opponent EPA per play and opponent success rate. So they have, in the second half of the season, they have not only been a good defense, they have been an elite defense. Not only an elite defense, they have been the best defense in terms of EPA per play and opponent success rate. So their defense has been absolutely fantastic. The Cowboys defense has gone the opposite direction. They went from an elite defense the first half of the season, and then since week 10, 13th and 20th in opponent EPA per play and opponent success rate. And the Cowboys also dead last this season opponent rush success rate, and now they're taking on a Dolphins team that leads the league in yards per carry, averaging 5.1 yards per rush. So stylistically, and based on how these two teams are trending, I think the Dolphins have the advantage here, and also the Cowboys. Their road splits are concerning. They go from net yards per play of plus 1.1 at home down to 0.0 on the road. And the Dolphins have the best home net yards per play in the NFL at plus 2.4. So with this being in Miami as well, I think that's going to give the Dolphins an advantage here. So I set the Dolphins at about a 2.5 point favorite. I think we're getting some value here. I will take the Dolphins minus 1.5, minus 110. And what is the second best game of the week for sure? But second best game, first best game on the weekend, and then the Monday night is clearly the best game. Sunday night football. It is the Patriots. It is the Broncos, and sound the alarms. It is once again my upset pick of the week. Now, I'm surprised I've done this well with my picks this season without. I think I'm like for my upset picks of the week. If there has been 15, I know a couple of weeks I've done two. So let's say there's, I don't have the record in front of me. But let's say I've made like 19 upset picks. I think I'm like 2-3, 4-15. I've been terrible at them, which has been a strength of mine in the past. Has not been a strength of mine this season, though. But I will take a pretty big shot here. Plus 240 on the Patriots as 6.5 point underdogs against the Broncos. I think the Broncos are the worst team that's in playoff contention right now. They're 30th in the NFL in net yards per play. Only the Commanders and Giants are worse in net yards per play than the Broncos. But what this game comes down to, in my opinion, is running the football, because the Broncos have played a style of defense, or a style of football, really, which is grind it out, run the football offensively, protect the football, and then try to play good defense. And it has worked to some extent this season. Now the issue, you can't play that style of defense against the number one best run defense in the NFL. And that's what the Patriots, not even close, best run defense in the NFL by a mile. They allow 3.1 yards per rush. That's the best mark in the NFL by, I think, 0.4 yards, almost half a yard better than the next best team. First in opponent rush EPA, first in opponent rush success. And the Broncos run the football on 45.45% of their plays. That's the sixth most in the NFL. So if the Broncos can't run the football, and I really don't think they're going to, yes, this will be a grinded out game, but it's going to be a grind out game that's going to work against them. So it's going to be a close game. If you just want my best bet of the week, would just be Patriots plus 6.5. I'd be shocked if the Broncos win this game by more than a touchdown. But that's why I'm going to get aggressive, because I like the Patriots just that much. I'll take them on the money line. Plus 240 on the money line to upset the Broncos. On the night before Christmas, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, Ian Mack was sweating his Patriots underdog pick. What rhymes with house? Mouse, but that's how the word they actually used to rhyme in the story. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to. Patriots plus 240 to upset the Broncos on Sunday night. Moving on to Christmas. Wake up, open some gifts, have a little Bailey's and coffee, maybe straight Bailey's if you're an animal like I am, and let's bet on some football. We got three games starting off. First two aren't great, to be fair, but then we're in for a doozy on Monday night. So first one, Raiders at Chiefs. I will take the Raiders plus 10 and a half here. Raiders have actually become a solid football team once they got rid of Josh McDaniels. They are coming off a little bit of a mini bye week after absolutely trouncing the Chargers last week. Since week 10, their defense is fourth in the NFL in opponent EPA per play. Now, they did lose, and I don't think they covered. Yeah, they didn't cover either against the Chiefs back in Week 12. But if actually you look at yards per play in that game, both teams were tied in yards per play at 6.2. They had a couple of fourth downs they couldn't convert. They went 1-3 in the red zone. It kind of cost them. But they both averaged 6.2 yards per play. They can hang with the Chiefs. They can play defense against this Chiefs team. And this Chiefs team, during this entire run, like since they got Patrick Mahomes, have never been a good spread team. And especially this version of the Chiefs, I have no interest in laying a double-digit spread on them. They're not explosive. That's not the style of football they play. So even though this is at Arrowhead, I will take the 10.5 points with the Raiders, which hurts to say when I'm sick. Ugh. Eagles-Giants. I'm extending a little olive branch here to Eagles fans. My Christmas gift to you, Eagles fans, is that I'm going to bet on your team. How about that? For the first time in a long time. When was the last time I bet on the Eagles? Let me take a look here. I took Seahawks this week. Obviously, I took Cowboys last week, took 49ers, took Bills, took Chiefs. Last time I bet on the Eagles was when they covered against the Cowboys in a game they didn't deserve to cover on November 5th. So for the so I bet against them in five straight games. It's time for me to jump back on the Eagles here. 10.5 points. The Giants, in my opinion, might be the worst team in the NFL. Tommy DeVito comes out, throws a couple touchdown passes. For some reason gets named NFC Offensive Player of the Week, despite he threw for like 160 yards. Like, what a charity case that award was. And then the Saints beat up on them and prove that this team is not good. The Eagles are an average team. They're barely, I'm afraid to call them a good team. I think they're kind of like an above average team. But an above average team can cover a 10.5 point spread against the Giants because the Giants stink. Dead last in the NFL in net yards per play at minus 1.4. The next worst team is minus 0.9. So a half a yard worse than the next worst team in net yards per play. 31st in both EPA per play and success rate offensively. The defense is in the bottom 10 in most metrics. It's time for the Eagles to bounce back, baby. They're at home. They can beat up on this Giants team. This Giants team absolutely stinks. I will lay the 10.5 points. You're welcome, Eagles fans. Merry Christmas. Fly, Eagles, fly. And then finally, the game of the week, one of the games of the season. It could just very well be a Super Bowl preview. It is the number one seed in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers, hosting the number one seed in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens. It is a 5.5 point spread in favor of the 49ers. I'm going to take the Ravens. I will take the 5.5 points with the Baltimore Ravens. I even got minus 105 juice on it, I believe, at FanDuel. And the reason why is because of the run defense of the 49ers. The 49ers have been crushing everyone. They've been getting praised a lot, rightfully so. I still think they're the best team in the NFL, even though I'm betting against them this week. But they have also quietly this season ranked 29th in opponent rush EPA, 21st in opponent rush success rate, and 19th in opponent yards per carry. They give up 4.3 yards per rush, and they've given up 5.1 yards per rush over their last three games. So what team, if you're a team where your kryptonite is the other team being able to run the ball and your run defense is your biggest weakness, what is the last team in the NFL you want to face? The Baltimore Ravens. Nobody runs the ball more than the Baltimore Ravens. 43.78% of their offensive yards comes from running the ball. That's the highest rate in the NFL. And they're first in both rush EPA and rush success rate. And then to top it all off, they have a top three defense. So this is a nightmare stylistic matchup for the 49ers. The Ravens, I think, are going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to drain clock. They're going to be able to play defense as well against the 49ers. But this game makes my makes me nervous for my Brock Purdy MVP ticket. Now, if this was a pick'em, would I be taking the Ravens? No. Am I taking the Ravens to win this game outright? No, but we're talking about 5.5 points. That's a pretty big spread for a game between two of the best teams in the NFL. Now, it is in San Francisco, so they do have a home field advantage here. But I like this play quite a bit. Styles make fights, and I think the stylistic advantage is in the Ravens' favor. I actually set this line at maybe like 4. So I like 0.5 value might be crazy to say, but I think there is. This is one of my best bets of the week. I will take the Ravens +5.5, -105 in San Francisco on Christmas Day night. There you have it. Those are my picks for week 16, my friends. I will recap them and I'll give you my best bets for this week. Starting Saints-Rams, so I got Saints +4, -110. Steelers-Bengals over 38, -110. Bills -10.5, -115 against the Chargers. Seahawks -2.5, -110 against the Titans. Falcons +2, -110 against the Colts. Under 42.5, -105 between the Browns and Texans. Packers -4.5, -110 against the Panthers. I'm running out of gas. Commanders +3, -110 against the Jets. Vikings +3, -102 against the Lions. Jaguars pick 'em -108 against the Buccaneers. Over 44, -108 between the Cardinals and the Bears. Dolphins -1.5, -110 at home to the Cowboys. Patriots upset of the week +240 to beat the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. And then on Christmas, I got Raiders +10.5, -110 at Arrowhead. I got the Eagles -10.5, -110 at home to the Giants. And then the final pick of the week on Monday Night Football, I have the Baltimore Ravens +5.5 -105 against the 49ers. Last week, my best bets, based on how I bet them, went 4-1. Vikings, Lions, Bears, and Ravens all won. The Falcons lost. The Falcons not only screwed me in terms of my hope for their playoffs, but they also screwed me from sweeping my best bets. Now, I say because what I bet them at, because it also depends on what line you bet these at. Because I was in actually at a pick 'em contest, and I actually went 2-1-2. Because the Vikings for the pick 'em contest was +3, and the Bears were +3. When I gave my pick out, obviously I took Bears money line last week, but in terms of my quote-unquote best bets, I got Bears at +3.5. So my best bets went 4-1. Teaser of the week lost. I think I'm kind of cold with the teasers now. Rams down to a pick 'em against the Commanders won. But Steelers +8.5 against the Colts lost. Stinger to lose that leg of the teaser considering they're up 13-0. But they didn't score another point. My week 16 best bets. Bills -10.5 on Saturday night against the Chargers. Packers -4.5 against the Panthers. Dolphins -1.5 against the Cowboys. Patriots +6.5 against the Broncos. And Ravens +5.5 for the 49ers. So any pick 'em contest that you're in, I like the Bills, Packers, Dolphins, Patriots, and Ravens. All to cover. Teaser of the week. Because the Falcons losing isn't going to cause me enough pain, let's toss them in the teaser too. We'll take them from +2.5 up to +8.5. And then the Commanders from +3 up to +9 against the Jets. It's an ugly teaser, but sometimes you got to play ugly to win. 6-point teaser, Falcons +8.5 versus Colts, Commanders +9 versus Jets. Whew, I'm done, my friends. I am sick. I'm going to try to edit this, get this out, and then go to sleep. And hopefully I can get 5 hours of sleep before I got to wake up tomorrow. Hopefully I am not sick for Christmas, because that would stink. That would suck. I'm glad I actually brought that up. Christmas next week. Christmas is on a Monday. I can't imagine I'm going to record this podcast at midnight on Christmas night. So I think I'm going to record it Tuesday morning. So I'm sorry. It will be. I'll at least let you know ahead of time. But also, I mean, who's going to be wake up on the morning of the 26th and listen to this podcast? So I am going to record this and hopefully have it out around between noon and 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Tuesday the 26th. So it is going to be about 12 hours late coming out next week. I'm sorry, it's Christmas. I'm going to drink Christmas night, and then I'm off Tuesday. I'm going to wake up and get my head on straight and then sit down to record. So just want to let you guys know. This podcast will come out about 12 hours late, but I will still have a podcast next week despite being right in the middle of the holidays. Thank you all so much for watching. Rate and review the podcast. If you listen to the audio version of this, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. If I've won you money the past few weeks, the way you can pay me back is by subscribing to the YouTube channel and giving this video a like. Thank you all so much. I love you all. May Gambler bless you over these holidays. Hopefully you can win some of the money that you spent on gifts. I know I could certainly use that. Talk to y'all later. Take care. The road to 272 bets marches on.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.